Go ahead, Monica. What do you want to know?
No, I just want to know because, like, I'm curious. Because I'm an immigrant child, too, and so I'm just curious,
was a son of immigrants, and he had a big American flag tattooed on his arm. Like, he's so...
Poser!
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Back it up. Where's your ex-husband from?
His mother was from Barbados.
Ooh.
Interesting.
And his father was from Sicily.
Holy shit. That's a mix.
Culturally confused.
Wow.
Yes.
That's why he had the big American
flag.
Well,
he's American now.
And he married a Jew.
That was probably, safe to say frowned upon or no?
For who?
Him. His family? No? They were cool with that? That's good. Well, I don't mean it's
my parents were not.
Well,
they were.
Did they want a Jewish boy? Is that why?
A nice Jewish husband. Oh, my parents? Doctor.
Yeah, of course. I was engaged to a nice Jewish doctor.
I know. When I was engaged to my doctor who was not Jewish, then I worked at an Israeli firm. They're all like, "Oh, Monica, you are living the Jewish girl's dream." No, I wasn't. But I was living the Jewish girl's dream.
Oh, my God,
according to my coworkers.
Yes.
You home wrecking chicks, are you? Anyway.
Yes.
Rich McDonald, please.
Oh, go on.
Oh, the question? No, when I say she was too American, I mean, like, when
she's
you think
a bitch.
Of... Yes. When you think of old school Japanese, you think, you know, like, her mother did everything for the father. My ex was very materialistic. It's all about money, all about this, all about that.
But they're actually... That's an immigrant.
She didn't know how to cook. She didn't know how to take care of other human beings.
Sounds like a real catch.
Yeah, I was lucky.
That sounds like me. I don't know how my dog is still alive.
When you order from the internet, that's what happens.
Yeah. There's no send back policy.
Hey, Amazon, can I print a label out and just slap it on her forehead and kick her to the fucking mailbox?
Pick her up.
UPS. Here it is.
Well, no, I think, because here's the thing, like, my mom being, you know, an immigrant too, and I think Hungary is still very... not very, but more kind of those typical traditional gender roles than here. And I don't know, I just feel like growing up like that and kind of seeing what was a somewhat chauvinistic thing, it just made me allergic to it. And I was kind of like, if I'm working and you're working, why do I also have to come home and work for...
Whoa! No wonder why he left.
It should be 50-50, obviously.
Well, and I don't even mean like 50-50, like always, you know, side by side, 50-50. Like, there's ebbs and flows to everything. But I'm curious about it because I feel like I was brought up, you know, I still listen to, like, my mom tell me, like, you know, I don't know how to cook, so I'm not a good catch. And I'm like, I'm 40. If I meet somebody who's my age and they don't know how to, like, cook for themselves,
all right,
they should be dead.
Mom, I don't know how to cook, but I can suck a dick, so that kind of counterbalances it out.
I gotta tell you, if
that's the ebb and the flow, right?
Exactly.
I did discover men. You feed them and you fuck them and they're fine.
Yeah, we're that easy.
That was a Hallmark card. I demand that you owe credit.
We're like dogs.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I somehow my dog is still alive.
Well, you fucked your mailroom guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that
doggy style. No, you feed us, fuck us, and then rub our bellies. That's all you need to do to keep us happy.
And lick our balls.
Once in a while.
You can lick your own balls. That's
no.
what dogs do.
If I could, I wouldn't.
Please, we wouldn't be here.
My dog doesn't have balls.
Mine doesn't either, actually. Which is probably why I'm divorced. All right, anyhow, moving on.
How do you move on from that? Any hoosie doozy. So,
back to the question of how does one get a dick into Kim Kardashian from behind. I think Rich had that question.
Oh, we're back to that. I would love to try.
Really the size and shape of her ass, or was it...
What's that?
Is that really the real size and shape of her ass? Is it that big?
It is that big.
I
mean,
it's not human.
I think it's probably lumpy, and that's what got photoshopped out.
Mm.
There's got to be cellulite there.
I mean, it's enormous. I've never seen anything that large. On a person her size.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's very disproportionate.
Yeah. Go to Walmart.
Is she like 5'2"?
She's
very
short.
Small.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's so weird.
And the waist. That's what I think was photoshopped. I think the waist is brought in.
Yeah, easily. She's got a lot of English muffin top to her.
Really?
Muffin top. Yeah, no, English muffin. Yeah, muffin top. Yeah, she's got a little bit of paunch.
I thought she lost that.
I speak because I've been there. No, I'm just kidding. No, it looked like that from before. I've seen photos where...
I don't know.
The younger one is definitely the
most... It can be challenging, though, when you have booty.
And she's, she
you
had
can't
a baby.
Just come at it from any angle. Unless you have an enormous
I like
stick.
Booty. That oh. ass man.
You, see
right?
that? You should see the smile on Rich's face. Like he
How
just got.
How did you marry a Japanese woman?
Well, this was.
Aha!
Ah!
Lawyer! Lawyer!
Yeah, well, I've been divorced since 2010, so. The last
you make it sound like you served in World War II.
Yeah, that was it. I got released.
Honorably dishonorably discharged or
yeah,
honorably discharged?
Quite honorably. Ran for the hills. But now, since then, it's all big asses for me.
Interesting.
So you've completely abandoned your taste for Japanese women. Or Asians, for that matter. Even I'll even bring up one more level.
I still have a taste for everything.
I see. Beauty is beauty. And you have no longer the need for Barbados / Italian.
No, but I started dating black guys when I got divorced.
Oh, my. Your mom must have been really thrilled with that one.
I don't really talk to my mom about my dating life.
Why?
I don't
safer.
Think we're going to holiday parties.
They'd walk in, Jen's mom would be like, oh, here's my coat.
Yeah. Yeah. I have the 95 Mercedes here. Can you park that out front, please?
I know a little bit about how my dad thinks he's the driver.
Interesting.
Yes. I've been to... Wait, when did you get divorced?
We separated in 2011.
Okay, I've been divorced the longest.
Yay.
Humble brag. Ding!
Look at you go.
She's got you by a year, Rich. Damn.
No, we separated in 2005 and signed the papers 2007.
What took so fucking long?
His father's a lawyer and didn't have to pay for it, and they just wanted to drag me through the mud.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's
was
always
good.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
feel so left out of this conversation. I'm not divorced
we'll
yet.
We'll get back to you in a few.
What do you say?
Give it time.
Give it.
No, we love your wife.
Then
God forbid.
If that's the case, then we'll be in Vegas for the divorce party. Oh!
Don't they have those now? Like
you bet your
parties?
Ass they
oh,
do.
Yeah.
You had one?
Oh, yeah.
I went to Belize.
Well, there you had one too.
Yeah.
I'm in Arizona.
What's in wine country? Sedona? Oh.
Spa.
Oh, nice.
Was there a Dominican in the mailroom down there that you took advantage of as well?
No.
I see.
No, but there was a the guy that did the ropes, or the, what do you call it?
Zip lining.
I did
zip lining once in Mexico. And they start calling me
jail. They are everywhere.
Those people.
No, he wasn't Dominican. He was just a dude, you know. They're just
dudes are everywhere.
Aren't they?
It's crazy.
That's a license
dick,
of print. That
dick
is a.
Everywhere.
I went to Europe. I went to Europe 5 years ago, did a tour, and I realized a lot of things. But one thing
1996.
Is 1996. 2000. I just said 5 years ago, you idiot. I realized dudes who run like zipline tours or like tours like that. That is a license to print pussy. It really
oh,
is.
Sure.
It is a license. Canyoning all that shit. License. It's just stack it up.
It was like a defibrillator for me, man. It was awesome.
Oh yeah.
Because they're
usually. If not ripped, but they're physically fit.
Mm-hmm. No, because they're adventurous,
they're right?
They're adventurous.
Your adrenaline's
no,
rushing, and he's responsible for it.
Exactly. Right.
Well, and they're throwaways.
Throwaways.
Yeah, and
then
you leave.
I know.
Mm. And it's a lovely
memory. Aren't we really? All right. Hey, Rich, let's go open a fucking canyoning place down in
there. Let's do something.
You will get laid every day by different ladies.
I mean, being married, I do get laid. Every day.
Look at
no,
you,
I don't.
Get the
fuck out of here. Ding! Not even close.
That is a woman to hold on to.
No, we do not have sex every day.
Really? And you're so charming.
I know. Who would have thought, right? Especially with my t-shirt here.
You mean after you do your, like, fetal position deuce in the bathroom? She's
with my squatty potty, you mean?
Yeah, she don't want to give
she's
it to
like,
you.
She's like, honey, that. Let me just come
when
tongue
you're like,
your
honey,
butthole.
I just took the best dog.
I took a picture and I sent it to your phone. Look.
She's not like, oh, that. Tank me now, sailor.
She's like, look, it looks like a capital B.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm. You're romantic.
Listen, that was Shakespearean, all right? That was King Lear if you didn't read your fucking Shakespeare. Come on, Sarah Jessica Parker is not hot.
I don't know.
I don't
she's
understand.
She's
See, I don't
style.
Understand her sex appeal.
I don't either.
No, I. She
she's
has
got a
it.
Cute little body,
I think she
you know?
Has it, but I don't understand why. Mm.
Do you think Matthew Broderick bangs her out well? There's
I
no way
Matthew
I don't see that.
Matthew Broderick really prefers penis.
I think he does too. Mm. I saw him not that long ago.
Humble brag. Damn.
No, no. And he's not a good looking man. He's like big and fat.
He's a little bloated.
Yeah.
I just don't think, I think that's, she's a beard. She is a handsome woman.
A handsome woman. Interesting.
She's sexy and she's got good style. You know, she's cool.
That's what guys look for—is style when her penis is about to go inside of them.
You see the shoe she's
wearing. Wow, you look like you just came off of Vogue.
For myself. I'm good, okay. I would like to emulate that style.
I don't understand. You're right. She does have.
I bet Sarah Jessica Parker has some great pubes too.
I'm sure she has great pubes.
I bet her nose, her gigantic nose, has gray hairs coming out of it too. That's what I think.
A lot of horses get gray.
They do. I'm surprised she's not glue yet. I mean,
oh, Jesus Christ.
She should be shot.
Like
a horse. Oh. Not as a human being. I don't think that's funny.
I'm going to start calling her Seabiscuit.
Start? What do you mean start? Oh, Matthew, that was a fantastic bang. Why are we shitting on Sarah Jessica Parker? She loves her, by the way. Thanks for the Thitty is the greatest. That's the dumbest show.
That's written by a gay man.
Well, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, but I just think it's so funny that all these young women are like, oh my God, that's the life I want to live. I'm like, not going to happen.
I liked that show. I thought it was lame.
I thought
I liked it until I borrowed my friend's DVD set and started to watch it back to back, and I wanted to slit my wrists.
I mean, I know it's all female friends and all that stuff, but they were all just chasing up trying to get married, basically.
I know.
That's all it was.
No, just call it four annoying cunts and call it a day, right?
I agree.
There you go, see?
That's a solid.
Yeah, feminism. What do you think about that one?
No, I know. Some women would be like, what?
It brought women's rights back like 20 years
ago. It did.
I think so too. And everybody's like, no, because they're empowered. Samantha was like, oh, I can fuck anything. And it's like, we were always able to fuck anything. Yeah. That was never the problem. We don't get paid for work. And we were always able to fuck whatever we wanted. That wasn't ever the issue.
How many dates, I've been married now and dating, I had at least two or three girls.
Is that why you're asking these dating questions? Because you miss it?
I do. I really do. It's so much fun.
He jerks off after the podcast.
I'm like, oh, God damn, anyway. I really miss the lie telling. That's what I really miss. Anyway.
Kevin likes to jazz hand his.
Jazz handed? What the fuck? The Spider-Man, the jizz throw, the psst. Now you see it's like a blackjack deal when you're done, like psst. Can I see you guys 15 minutes after my break? Disappearing. That's a laugh of the day. Jizz hands were like it. I don't know what the fuck I was about to say. Oh,
good stuff.
How many days have you? I remember back in the day when the Sex and the City was on. How many girls were you ever on a date with? They're like, oh, you know, I'm such a fucking Samantha.
I just had that conversation.
I'm like, and I'm out of here.
Yeah, they all identify with one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and
they all.
They all.
Who's they?
Like
well,
anyone I ask, I'm like, which one? Hey, them people.
Those people.
Them people.
You know, Dominicans in the mailroom.
Dominicans. No, but it was such a big deal. Wasn't that a great opening line? Like, which Sex in the City girl are you?
Oh, I never asked that because in fear of having a needing to have a fucking 10-minute conversation. I'm a little bit of everyone, and here's how I am.
They were always there. I just had that conversation. I went out to dinner with some girls, and one of them went to the curb to get a cab. And she turns around and she goes, oh, my God, this seems like such a Sex in the City moment. And then, like, they were all taking a cab uptown, and I was jumping on the train to go to Brooklyn. And I'm like, fuck.
They never took the subway in this show.
No, at the end.
They never went to Brooklyn.
No, that's not true. What was the ugly redhead one? She moved to Brooklyn. I was like, fuck.
Surprise.
You're the ugly
redhead. I know.
Ginger.
Don't say that, Mom.
No, I was definitely Samantha.
Interesting. I mean, guys, she's available. She's selling herself at the highest value.
I'm so available.
If you're into a funny Jewish chick,
if you want to go sit in a conference room, I will so fucking walk by it. You don't know.
She'll do the slow motion Reservoir Dog stroll like down the way to check you out. Bam, 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 bam.
Look at my mechanical pencil.
Oops, I dropped it.
Who uses mechanical pencils anymore?
Where that came from?
They, what the fuck? What are you, like an architect?
I don't know.
Jen's dating herself by her mechanical pencil usage.
I'm gonna date myself, and this is totally random, but it just reminded me, one of my karaoke dreams is to, like, bust out of the bathroom with, like, balloons in my, like, shirt and sing 9 to 5. Like, do you remember that movie?
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's me. I'm gonna be that secretary.
I was 4 when that came out. I just wanna point that out.
Fuck you.
Jen's
I am trying to do the math.
It was 1980. How old are you? Quick.
Me?
Yeah. 19.
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 42.
Aha.
Uh-huh.
So you're finally not the oldest person in this room.
Wow.
She's like, I was...
You don't look at John.
He's trying to bang
Except
her.
Except if you had your pants off.
Yeah.
Then maybe.
Then I'd be like, are you 63?
Estelle Getty, what are you doing here?
Oh, man.
Sophia.
Fine, it's not really weird. Just a wig.
Yeah.
She's wearing a merkin. Like, haha, just kidding. I shave it. It's a bare vagina. Yeah. Just kidding.
Now all I can think of is gray pubes. I can't wait.
He's gonna go home and just totally like those fucking monkeys that like go look at lice or whatever the hell they're doing. He's gonna be like at his pubes.
You
wanna
see him?
Do you shave?
I don't think you would do it.
Am I ever gonna say no to that question?
Well, you already saw him. What are you talking about?
I saw an ass cheek and a half wipe.
I got gray hairs on my ass too.
You hear that, penis? That's what you've been talking about all these years. So
get ready, we're getting into the game.
Yo, we're gonna make a GILF porn tonight.
GILF.
You hear that, dudes? GILF, 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 GILF.
Can you be a GILF if you don't have kids? Or a MILF?
I hate that. I get called a hot MILF.
Damn it anyway, that's
and
a good
like,
point.
I don't have kids.
I'm just a
cougar.
Oil.
Oil?
Like
oh.
I'm an oil.
Do you go for the younger dudes now? Is that your... Oh.
Indeed. 31 is my max.
Is your max?
Wow.
I'm fucked.
Wow.
How old are you?
38.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Way too old.
Yeah. Sorry. Missed that one.
Damn. Maybe if we slap a diaper on him and he walks around like Baby New Year, would that work for you?
No, I'm not.
Maybe if I wear an Abercrombie shirt, would that make it okay? Or a Hollister shirt.
No shirt and do the tie around your waist.
This is not a gay bar.
Oh.
I mean, it could
be. Oh, is that what I've been doing
wrong?
That's why they always want anal. My bad.
Oh my gosh.
No, I only like brown, black, and young, and dumb.
How racist.
Only 0 for 4.
How racist.
Maybe 1 for 4.
She's like, I am done fucking white guilt people. Let's just go.
I don't know if you mean that you're smart or you're going to be like, I'm black from the waist down.
He's Irish. That's impossible.
Yeah. Okay. No. That's not true.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, what have your field studies uncovered, Margaret Mead?
My field studies have said that Irishmen can have big dicks.
Anyone can have a big dick.
Mm-hmm. And black men cannot have a big dick.
That's true.
My field studies have also uncovered that.
That must have been like opening a
present
on Christmas Day and like, I'm waiting for a fire truck. What the fuck? I got a goddamn easy bake oven. Like, what is this?
I didn't say they were awful. I'm just saying it wasn't like a fucking fire log.
Have you ever been accused of having a fire log?
I didn't even know that was an option.
Maybe a Lincoln log or a
Tootsie Roll.
You have a short, small, brown penis?
Can be.
I was married to a white asshole with a tiny penis.
Do we need to have asshole
years.
After a white?
10 years.
How? Oh, wait, wait, wait. How years. Tiny, though?
Like a light switch?
I want a number.
Maybe we were lesbians.
Oh!
Like erect.
This like it looked like an Audi belly button?
It was very small.
Like 3 inches or
like
more?
I never measured it. I just...
Is it longer than my
cried.
Pointer finger?
She's like, I couldn't tell through the tears.
So basically, you
it
just feel
easy
like,
to give a blowjob, but I did feel.
Can I ask you?
You must have smacked his. You smacked your head into his pelvic bone every fucking.
I never gave him a blowjob.
Oh, you're Jewish, of course not. That's right.
No, Jewish girls have great blowjobs.
No, it's 50-50. Half are fantastic, half are non-existent.
Because I dated that a guy I have field for work a second on. And a half who you couldn't do that. Like,
I would say this,
grabbing the neck of a beer bottle.
This was it, erect. This.
Okay, see, but I couldn't even, like...
Oh, my.
Holy shit.
But like,
well, in that case, well, let's just drop and show me.
Why do you think I like black dudes?
I mean, you went from one extreme to the other.
Last time.
Exactly. There you go, you got it. Mm-hmm. That's why after my Asian wife, I want big asses.
Exactly.
See?
And everything else on the spectrum.
Actually.
Kids, what we want you to learn from this podcast today is that happiness can be had at any age.
And that silver pubes are definitely still very much in play.
Well, not only that, I think in my 40s, my libido is much stronger than it ever was before.
Yeah. Well, also, going back to the fact that I feel like now sex is sex. You know, like, right. I don't have to worry about, is he going to call me? Right. What does this mean? Does he like me or is he just fucking me? It's like, nope, he's just fucking me in the same way I'm just fucking him. And
yum.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean...
Where do I sign up?
Rich is like...
Is there a sign-in sheet or something? Yeah.
I can't stand up yet, so please don't end the podcast quite yet.
Give me a cold beer when you put us on this puppy right now. Cool Mount Vesuvius down for a little bit here, huh? Well, I can't think of a better reason way to phase out this podcast than going out on it like that. Talking about fucking black dudes and small dicks and silver pubes and dysfunctional families. And
happy holidays, folks. That's what we want to
basically
say.
That are you glad you had me on?
I am very glad. And I'm very glad I saw you half naked, too, by the way. It was amazing. It was cool. Mind-changing. It was riveting. And
if I had time, I would have put some baby oil on it. At least, you know, would have been more...
I would have been like, hold on a second. Let me get comfortable, too. Here. Give me that baby oil. I'll take care of this thing, too.
Oh, nice.
She'd be like, listen, that's not a black man, but that's not my ex-husband, so that's exactly. A nice, happy medium.
There you go.
Medium, yeah.
Medium?
Medium.
Yeah? A little curve, too. A little curve, the smile.
I like the uncircumcised look, too.
Then you should go to Africa. There's a lot of that out there. Well, it's both demographics.
Europe, too.
No, I guess. Yeah.
Jamaica.
Yeah? Okay. And on that note, kids... Jamaica?
Where I'm not going.
Kings in Jamaica? Not seen on my passport. This has been an absolute treat. We've learned a lot. We've discussed a lot. And we can't wait to hear from you guys about that. On our Twitter, at SafeWordPC, our Facebook page, Safe Word Podcast, right?
Yeah.
And let's give it up for our guest, Rich McDonald, everyone. Big Rich from Jersey,
thank
of course.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can see him all around the area. Rich, shout it out. Where are you going to be next? Do anything we want to plug out there?
No.
Not Jamaica.
BigRichFromJersey.com.
Mm.
Yeah.
Indeed. Jennifer Saltzman, where can we see you showing your ass besides my bedroom? Or my toilet, I should say.
Whoa.
Bedroom, bathroom, whatever.
That was totally cool. Freud.
Edit.
Every Friday, Karma Lounge at the Dirty Hill Comedy Show.
Yeah. Oh, so you alternate the Mark Anthony Ramirez show. You alternate every other week then, right?
I'm every week. Every week at 7.
Oh, you're the early one. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're early.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Oh, wait.
I think I'm on. Yeah, because I've been not on your show, but the 8:30.
Yeah, the Mark Ramirez's show.
Oh,
is
doesn't
after that.
Matter. We're plugging her
yeah,
show.
Much of the
start over.
Show.
Dirty Ho Comedy Show.
Dirty Ho Comedy Show every Friday at 7.
7. Who else runs that? Just you?
Francesca Day.
Francesca Day.
Yep.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Find her at the Karma Lounge. Monica Vita, where can we find you besides trolling for young cubs?
Well, Black Friday.
Oh boy, here comes a bad pun.
I will be at Broadway Comedy Club doing Fashionably Funny.
Oh,
and
you
then
doing
December
Marissa's
1st,
show.
Yeah, December 1st, I got my show Hugs, Kisses, Laughs at Gotham Vintage Lounge
downstairs. Love that.
8 p.m. Right.
I did the last show a few weeks ago. It was amazing. You can find me at Kevin Goatee on Twitter. This week, I will be at Eastville Comedy Club on Tuesday, Thursday at a hostel that I will not name. Friday, I'll be at the Creek in the Cave for my first time ever going to the Creek in the Cave. Naruto show. And then Saturday, I'm doing... the show on Saturday. That's right. We'll be doing a show in Hoboken on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Next Saturday.
Shannon Bar at 5 o'clock. Yeah, got that. That's where all the headliners go in Hoboken. You can find me and Jen there doing stand-up at Friday at 5 at the Shannon Bar in Hoboken. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. Remember to tell a friend, please, And Kohl's, we're still interested in being sponsored.
Shop at Kohl's.
Always remember the safe word.
Right. Say, what was the safe word today, by the way? I'd say it's got to be great pubes. Great pubes has got to be the safe word.
I don't know. Let's let Jen pick.
Do you Jen, pick what's the safe word?
That's a good one. I like to
great pubes. Great pubes is a safe word.
Legacy. That's a good one.
Isn't it?
That's not something you would accidentally. Yeah,
great pubes, great pubes, great pubes.
That will turn you off right away.
Guys, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.